Your Majesty, Melania and I are profoundly honored to be your guests for this historic state visit. Thank you for your warm welcome, for this beautiful weather, your gracious hospitality, and Your Majesty's nearly 7 decades of treasured friendship with the United States of America. This week, we commemorate a mighty endeavor of righteous nations and one of the greatest undertakings in all of history. 75 years ago, more than 150,000 Allied troops were preparing on this island to parachute into France, storm the beaches of Normandy, and win back our civilization. As Her Majesty remembers, the British people had hoped and prayed and fought for this day for nearly 5 years. When Britain stood alone during the Blitz of 1940 and 1941, the Nazi war machine dropped thousands of bombs on this country and right on this magnificent city. Buckingham Palace alone was bombed on 16 separate occasions. In that dark hour, the people of this nation showed the world what it means to be British. They cleared wreckage from the streets, displayed the Union Jack from their shattered homes, and kept fighting on to victory. They only wanted victory. The courage of the United Kingdom's sons and daughters ensured that your destiny would always remain in your own hands. Through it all, the royal family was the resolute face of the Commonwealth's unwavering solidarity. In April 1945, newspapers featured a picture of the Queen Mother visiting the woman's branch of the army, watching a young woman repair a military truck engine. That young mechanic was the future queen, a great, great woman. Her Majesty inspired her compatriots in that fight to support the troops, defend her homeland, and defeat the enemy at all costs. We also pay tribute to Prince Philip's distinguished and valiant service in the Royal Navy during the Second World War. On D-Day, the Queen's beloved father, King George VI, delivered a stirring national address. That day he said, after nearly 5 years of toil and suffering, we must renew that crusading impulse on which we entered the war and met its darkest hour. Our fight is against evil and for a world in which goodness and honor may be the foundation of the life of men in every land. This evening, we thank God for the brave sons of the United Kingdom and the United States who defeated the Nazis and the Nazi regime and liberated millions from tyranny. The bond between our nations was forever sealed in that great crusade. As we honor our shared victory and heritage, we affirm the common values that will unite as long into the future: freedom, sovereignty, self-determination, the rule of law, and reverence for the rights given to us by Almighty God. From the Second World War to today, Her Majesty has stood as a constant symbol of these priceless traditions. She has embodied the spirit of dignity, duty, and patriotism that beats proudly in every British heart. On behalf of all Americans, I offer a toast to the eternal friendship of our people, the vitality of our nations, and to the long-cherished and truly remarkable reign of Her Majesty the Queen. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the prayer call will start in about 1 minute. Thank you for your patience. We'll be right with you and look forward to our prayers together tonight. Good evening, everybody. We'll begin in just a minute. Thank you for your patience. Well, hello, everybody. Good evening to the prayersfor45.com call for Thursday night, June 13th. I hope everybody's had a good day. It's a beautiful day here in Southern California, and hope you're enjoying a beautiful, pleasant day wherever you're at. I want to say good evening to our friends in Colorado and Minnesota, Illinois, Kansas City, Florida, Canada, Australia. Oh, I'm going by area codes here. From Nashville, Tennessee. From the Carolinas. And from all across, actually three countries represented tonight. Welcome to everybody. It's great to have you, and we will do our two prayers tonight. Our first prayer will be for President Trump. Kimberly jumps on the line here. We're waiting for Kimberly. She will be here. And our second prayer tonight will be for the reset of the rule of law. And we're glad everybody's with us. And I think we'll wait just a minute for Kimberly. Kimberly, text me when you get on the line. And if we need to, we'll go on to our second prayer leader, Betty, if we have to. I don't want to waste too much time tonight. I was thinking today, I want to share this with everybody, that we are here in California, such a great place to live, but you have to deal with the reality that we're living in the land of the bad actors. I once viewed them as our enemy, and in a sense, of course, we have enemies, and they stand in the way of our sovereignty. But people like the liar and leaker, Adam Schiff, and Nervous Nancy, and a woman I call Di-Fi Chi-Spy, Dianne Feinstein. How do you square a woman's net worth of over $100 million, even if she's been in the politics 20-some years, on a senator's salary, living with two homes in California and Washington, D.C., there's no way to square a $100 million net worth. And this is not coming from a rich husband. This is her own fortunes that she's masked. And why am I picking on Di-Fi Chi-Spy, Dianne Feinstein? Because she represents what our great president is fighting for. She represents the very thing that stands in our way, the old guard elite establishment that we will pray for tonight, the reset of the rule of law. Much of that is because because of them. I think what we're going to do, Betty, I'm going to go to you first. I'm not sure Kimberly's on the line yet. I know she is going to join us, but let me find you, Betty, here on the board. I know you're here. I've seen you. There you are. Good evening, Betty. How you doing?
You got me? I'm doing well. Doing well.
Good, good. So that we give Kimberly a few more minutes, why don't we go to you first, and I think we're all flexible enough to jump into our prayers for the reset of the rule of law. And Betty, what does that actually mean to you? I'm always curious what is on everybody's mind that's leading our prayers.
Well, the rule of law is, I mean, to me, it's God's law. I know in the U.S. it's going to be something a little bit different. Not everybody, you know, respects God's law, but it's funny that they say, you know, some people don't have any respect for God's law, but the rule of law in our country was based on God's law. So it's ironic that people don't realize that. Rule of law is really going back to everybody is accountable to God. You know, Moses was accountable to God. Every leader is accountable to God. We are all accountable to God. And everyone from the president to the queen down to the lowliest, worker is supposed to follow God's law. We're all supposed to have respect for what is right, for the laws of our land, and everybody is accountable to them. There aren't people who are above the law. And that's what's been happening, is that people in have gotten into our three-letter agencies and into government, into our court system, that think that they're above the law and that they have special rules for them and that there are rules and laws that everybody else has to obey, and that's just simply not the case. We are all accountable before God. So,
well, Betty, I knew if I threw that question out to you, the rule of law, I knew you'd bring God into the equation. God bless you. Of course, we have things like admiralty law and wartime law, and I think if anyone saw Lindsey Graham during the Kavanaugh hearings, he went through this exact process. He set the stage knowing full well the script was written. After all, we're watching a movie, and the script was written that we were going to have a Senate and a Supreme Court that would be our president's firewall and his backstop to get this done. And to get this done means not just these things called admiralty law and the laws that come into play in wartime, but God's law, the Ten Commandments, and the things that make our society and the American life what it is, make it such a great place to be. So, Betty, would you please go ahead and jump in and lead us in a prayer for the reset of the rule of law of God's law?
Yeah. I'd love to. You know, it's funny that this spirit of lawlessness, which has so taken over our country, was talked about. So we shouldn't be surprised when we see it. And those who are on the call, don't be afraid. God knew that this was coming because he talks about it in 2 Thessalonians. Sorry, I didn't find an Old Testament. I like to go to the Old Testament. But I went to the New Testament. And it says there, now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that you not be quickly shaken from your composure or be disturbed, either by a spirit or a message or a letter, as if from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called god or object of worship. So we were warned that this apostasy, everything, this lawlessness, would really permeate our society and sort of take over. And so that's why we're here. We're here to pray that God would intervene and just get in their way. So let's all bow our heads, and we're just going to pray. Lord, we confess right now that there is a spirit of lawlessness in our society. There's a complete lack of respect for our laws, for our Constitution, for the rule of law. There's a complete disregard of laws because people want personal gain, or they want power, or maybe they're it's out of fear, or they might be being blackmailed. And so we ask that those who have disregarded our laws, that they would repent and replace that lawlessness, that spirit of lawlessness, with a spirit of righteousness and justice. Replace it with your spirit, Lord. Give those who repent the courage that they're going to need to correct the wrongs, because once they realize that what they've been doing is wrong, they're going to have to face backlash from their work, from the government, from their employers, from their families. We don't know how permeated this is in their lives. And so in order to correct the wrongs, Lord, they're going to need a lot of courage. May they become, Lord, nauseated by the corruption and darkness that is in their lives. May they see the effect that their corruption and their choices have made in our society, and may it just make them sick, Lord. May they be ill because of it. Cause them, Lord, instead to seek the true light, the light of truth, and give them a thirst for righteousness. Cause them to hate the corruption that they are seeing in their own lives and then in our society. And Lord, there's a spirit also of disobedience. There are people who are perverting our Constitution and our laws. They're everywhere, Lord, from judges, court officials, lawyers. There are people in law firms, our own government agencies, our government employees. Maybe they've been forced to and don't really want to. Our those three-letter agencies even in our government, our own senators, our judges, everybody in all walks of our government, Lord, have been perverting justice. And so we ask that they would repent of this disobedience to your laws. Lord, these are the laws that were founded in Scripture that our founding fathers used to form the laws in this land. And there has been a horrific abuse of legal powers in our country. And we ask that you would intervene by your might and your power, that you would expose the corruption and replace those who refuse to repent. There are people who don't want to embrace and respect the truth, but I pray that you would replace them with those who do embrace your truth, who do respect your truth, who do yearn for your righteousness. Put men and women in power who walk in the fear of God and not in the fear of man, Lord. And protect our president in this land from the evil schemes of darkness, and make those who are corrupt like the men of Sodom and Gomorrah. Lord, remember, you caused them. They all wanted to come after those angels, and you struck them with blindness so that the angels could bring Lot and his family out into safety. And so let all of their evil schemes collapse and come to nothing. Put confusion in our enemy's path, but Lord, shine your perfect light on all of us who love you, and give clarity to our path so that we will walk rightly before you, for you are a holy God, Lord. You are a holy and righteous God, and you do not tolerate sin and unrighteousness. And so we rejoice in your goodness, Lord, and we ask for your divine mercy and intervention on behalf of your people. Vanquish our enemies and restore order to our land. Restore the rule of law in the powerful name of Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Betty.
I hear Kimberly.
Kimberly's here. She is going to join us in a second. I just am so always impressed, Betty, with how you nail things. You really cover the ground and the basis. And I want everyone to know we don't spend time collectively preparing for these calls. Each of our prayer leaders does their own thing. And Betty, you're always so prepared to. And as I listen to you and relate it to my personal life and my career, as you talked about the CIA and the agencies and how they fit into the scheme of things, and I do mean scheme. It is a big scheme. And how I firsthand, I'm not going to tell the story tonight. I will put it on the calendar to tell perhaps on an upcoming Sunday. But how I firsthand witnessed attending a meeting at CBS television back when we had this false flag event, Michael Brown. I'm not saying it didn't happen. Michael Brown was shot and killed. But the story that the media told that ensued, the narrative, the talking points, I will tell the story upcoming Sunday of how I learned firsthand the narrative and the talking points from the media came directly from the CIA. And that plays into Operation Mockingbird, that was a CIA invention in the early 60s, where they decided, you know what, we're really going to control everything, and we're going to be a good intelligence agency. We're going to control the media, too. And so we have been under, since the 60s, a indoctrination, a brainwashing, and a spell. And I absolutely believe the 50 people on this call tonight are no longer in the grasp, in the spell. We are awoke. We are all red-pilled.
Yes.
And
yes.
I will tell the story one Sunday night. And in the meantime, a couple quick announcements. And then, Kimberly, looking forward to your prayer for President Trump. I want to make an announcement that we post these calls. If you missed the call or you want to share this call with somebody, we post these calls online at prayersfor45.com the following day. We are memorializing these calls and recording them into history and hope to archive this content. We are archiving this content in hopes that in years to come people will find these calls and understand. Perhaps we can play a little role in educating people on what transpired over the years. So we're living through a very historical time. No greater time than now to pray for our president, right, Kimberly?
Amen. I love praying for our president.
So please, would you take the floor and give us some encouraging prayers for President Trump?
I sure will, Scotty. All right, bow your heads. Father, we just come before you knowing that your word is a light into our path, knowing that your plan is what we are following, knowing that because your word paves the way that we can stand on the rock that it represents, that you in your name even means firm foundation. And so, Lord, we come before you knowing that we can stand on the rock of your firm foundation by your name, the name of Yahweh, the name of Yeshua, knowing by your spirit that we can understand the word that you have given us, Lord, Bible, which when I teach toddlers, Father, I give them the acronym that Bible means B for basic instruction, before leaving earth. Lord, that we can come with hearts and minds simple like children into your throne room, knowing that you have given us your word in order to light our path. And so we thank you that it is the way that we can have understanding, that that understanding of the things unseen comes by your word and understanding it through your spirit. And so we thank you, Lord, that even as Scotty testified earlier, that we do not collaborate on this call, that we are each independent of each other, and that once we finish the call that we marvel between each other just going, wow, I had no idea the Lord was going to give you that, and I had no idea I was going to say that. And look at what the Lord is doing. And Lord, we speak to the evidence of the power of your spirit, giving us utterance on how to intercede, not just for our president, Lord, but for our nation and our globe. And we thank you, Lord, that you have given us on this call a global perspective so that we can speak your life into the death assignment that's on this planet, so that we can speak your hope into a hopeless circumstance, so that we can speak your return to the rule of law, because your very name means God of justice upon this unjust planet that has been allowed to operate unjustly. Father, we thank you that you are giving us the opportunity to be a part of history and return the rule of law, not just to our nation and our courts and our government, Lord, but to our planet. We thank you for how you are using our president to that end. We thank you, Lord, for the divine appointments that he has had this week across the globe, especially, Lord, as we consider the amazing statements that were shared between him and other sovereign nations. Lord, we thank you for the sovereignty that is being returned to our countries on this globe. We thank you, Lord, that the things that were done behind closed doors in secret are now being brought into light. We thank you for that. We give you praise. We give you all the glory. We thank you for what you are doing to protect our president, to allow him to be safe, to allow him to be secured, for prolonging his days, Lord. We thank you that no assignment formed against him shall prosper, that we're standing on your word in Isaiah 54, knowing verse 17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that all of those that will come against you are torn down. Lord, we tear down every assignment from the pit of hell that would want to change the plan that you, Lord, have set in place. We give you all the praise and glory, knowing that your will will be accomplished with this precious man. Your will be accomplished with his sweet wife, Lord. Your will be accomplished with the men and women that you have established around him. Your will be accomplished. We speak that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kimberly. Appreciate always bringing your energy and enthusiasm to our calls Thursday and Sunday, everybody. Kimberly leads generally our first prayer for President Trump, and we do this Thursdays and Sundays. My partners in this endeavor, the gentleman who asked me to do this, have asked us to consider a third night. They also wanted me to make a special point tonight to thank you, our prayer warriors. We started this community in August of 2018. Our first call, I believe we had 12 people, and you know, we were generally 20, 25 people a call, and we now have 52 people on the call tonight, and really appreciate my partners and I really appreciate that you understand the power of prayer. And 50 people is a lot of people to get together and make a difference. And our prayers are being heard. We see it every day. You don't need me to tell you the progress. As slow as it appears, when you consider what our great president and the patriots are fighting, took hundreds of years to create this deep state, the way they control every aspect of our society, from education and medicine and politics and the media to transportation and name an industry, they control it with their corporate crony pals. And so it is so important that we have this time together, and my partners wanted you to know they're very appreciative. They are Christian broadcasters. They understand the power of prayer. They own 200 radio stations from New York to L.A., and one of their radio formats is a Christian format that is, in fact, based in God's word and prayer. So they understand how important this is, and they wanted me to make sure everybody on this call knows they are appreciated. I see some new people on the call tonight. Thank you so much. From three countries, we've come together tonight. And let us close with a prayer of gratitude. Lord, teach us to offer us a heart of thanksgiving and praise in all of our daily experiences of life. Lord, teach us to be joyful always, to pray continually, and to give thanks in all of our circumstances. We accept them as your will for our lives, and we long to bring pleasure to your heart daily. Lord, break the power of the enemy in our lives. Defeat him through our sacrifice of praise. Change our outlook and attitude into one of joyful contentment. With our present circumstances, we thank you for President Trump. We thank you for his family that supports him, his administration, and all of those patriots giving themselves every day, fighting the fight for our sovereignty. Lord, we're so grateful for what we have been given in this great administration. Lord, we're so grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Kimberly and Betty, our prayer leaders, Diane and Pastor Joseph and Ingrid and Christine, who will join us in prayer in the coming weeks. Lord, we're grateful for all the prayer warriors that are on this call tonight. And we thank them again from our mouth to your ears, God. We wait for our sovereignty. We know it's coming, and we're so grateful for it. And we're grateful for our longtime prayer friends, Van and Kathy and Ken and William and Liz, and so many more. We're grateful for our friends at Patriot Intel Report. And Lord, we want to let all of our roots grow down into you. Let our lives be built around you. Our faith will grow strong in the truth, and we will overflow with thankfulness. Thankfulness for our president, his agenda, and ultimately our sovereignty that binds us together in our ability for us to come together tonight in prayer. Lord, we will not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. When we live in the power of God, we get stronger, and all of our fears disappear. Lord, we're so grateful for everything you've given us. Thank you so much for the loved ones in our lives, for the many ways in which all of us on this call are cared for by our family, our friends, and this community that comes together to pray. Lord, we thank you from the bottom of our heart. We thank you for everything we are. Amen. And thank you again, everybody. It's great. We hit 50 people tonight. That is so awesome. Wouldn't be possible without you. So much appreciation and gratitude for all of you as you hang up the phone. As I say at the end of every call, go give somebody a big hug. It feels real good. Have a great night. We'll see you on Sunday. Bye-bye.